The Pope on monastic life, their prayer is the invisible force that sustains the mission. 12th Catechesis of the Holy Father on the Passion for Evangelization. This morning's audience was held at 9 a.m. in St. Peter's Square, where the Holy Father Francis met with groups of pilgrims and faithful from Italy and all over the world. In his address in Italian, the Pope, continuing the cycle of catechesis Passion for Evangelization, the Apostolic Zeal of the Believer, focused his meditation on the theme witnesses, monasticism and the power of intercession. Gregory of Narok. Reading, is 53:11-12. After summarizing his catechesis in the different languages, the Holy Father addressed special expressions of greeting to the faithful present. The audience ended with the recitation of the Pater Noster and the Apostolic Blessing. Catechesis Summary and Greetings of the Holy Father. Dear brothers and sisters, in our continuing catechesis on apostolic zeal, we now turn to the example of the saints of every age, beginning with those who embraced the monastic life. Their witness of following Christ in poverty, chastity, and obedience was combined with unceasing intercessory prayer for the spread of the gospel and the growth of the Church. Today we consider Saint Gregory of Narok, a medieval Armenian monk and doctor of the Church, whose writings embody the profound Christian tradition of the Armenian people, the first to embrace the gospel. In the hiddenness of his monastery, Gregory sensed a profound solidarity with the whole Church in her mission of preaching the good news of Jesus Christ to all nations and peoples. Identifying with sinful humanity, he devoted his entire existence to interceding for sinners, the poor and those in need of the Lord's healing and forgiveness. The example of Saint Gregory of Narok reminds us of our responsibility to cooperate, by our own intercessory prayer, in the Church's mission of proclaiming the gospel message of reconciliation, redemption, and peace for the entire human family. I extend a warm welcome to the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors taking part in today's audience, especially the groups from England, Denmark, Malta, Kenya, Kuwait, Australia, Indonesia, Vietnam, the Philippines, and the United States of America. In the joy of the risen Christ, I invoke upon you and your families the loving mercy of God our Father. May the Lord bless you all.